Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited today to have you on my Frontline podcast, and I'm going to introduce you to someone who is an incredible, incredible leader, incredible prior driver, incredible inspiration, and her name is Melissa Anderson. And in fact, Melissa is the fleet safety manager at Walmart, but goodness, she has been driving or have been involved in transportation since she was 7 years old and probably even before that. So thank you so much, Melissa, for coming on my Frontline podcast. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell everyone what it means to lead from the front line?
Well, thank you for having me. I am Melissa Anderson. Like Dr. Gina had said, I am a fleet safety manager for Walmart Transportation. I've been in transportation for well over 30 years, and I grew up in a truck. I love trucking, so this is kind of where I've meant to be and what I know how to do. So I guess the question, leading from the front line, as far as what it means to me, growing up in a truck, my dad was in the Army and he was always gone, but my mom, you know, kind of took over the business when he was not there. So I think leading by example. My dad always said, don't do anything you don't want people to do. He was a great mentor for me, and I learned a lot from him, and I learned how to be a great leader because he taught me how to be one. Always be honest. Always be upfront with folks. The job in this industry is not easy, but it's not hard. It goes hand in hand with humility, I suppose. Being a leader in the transportation industry, you have to understand what's going on around you. For you to be able to lead by example, you need to know how to do the jobs that you are asking the folks who work with you and for you to do. Because how can you ask a question or answer a question if they ask you it if you don't know how to do their job, right? That was one of the things that my dad taught me very well. Learn everything that you can and continue to learn. And I think that's just really what put me in a position to lead well. And I lead with my heart and my mind as well.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that so much because you're right. I mean, we have to have empathy for those that, you know, we work with. And one way to gain empathy and compassion and connection is to truly understand what their day is like. I really can appreciate that. Since you've been in trucking for so long in transportation, what do you think, if there was one thing that we could redesign about the industry, what would it be and what would you create, you think, instead?
Driver's hours of service. They have shifted and changed in so many years of the industry. And I think the way that they are now, the folks who make the rules in Washington have never set foot inside a truck. And they talk about safety. Safety on the road, safety behind the wheel. Safety is always the number one topic, but yet safety's not in their mindset when they're making the rules because they don't understand the consequences of the rules that they're setting. It used to be a long time ago where we had a lot more flexibility in our hours of service, where when we were tired, we could stop and take a nap and then continue on because you could stop your hours of service. But now they've made it so pretty much once your clock starts, you can't stop. They do have a split sleeper berth, but it's not driver friendly. So I think that if I could get an ear for folks in Washington who create these rules and really have it more of a let's take a ride in a truck for a couple of weeks, even a week's time for them to actually see what their rulings are doing to the folks behind the wheel. I think that would change the outlook of how things are. I'm not saying give drivers carte blanche by any stretch of the imagination, right? But give them a little more flexibility. They're the ones who knows when they're tired. They're the ones who know when they need a break. And the way that the rules are set now, they don't really have that ability to take that on. If they're tired, they have to keep going because their clock says they have to keep going. And I don't think that's the safest option, at least in my industry. And I know that's similar in many of the DOT regulated industries that are there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Like stepping, you just it's stepping into the shoes of the person that you're kind of making the laws for is so critical because it helps you build, like you said, when you started, that empathy and that compassion for truly understand who you're leading. And I think that's so important. So what do you think leading from the front line really teaches us about humanity?
That we're fragile, really. There's so every person has their own personality, has their own way of thinking and way of doing things. There's no one size fits all, at least in any industry I've ever worked in. It's just not. I think that is a really good lesson. If you can understand that I've got 300 drivers that work with me. None of the 300 drivers are exactly the same. You have to know who you're working with. You have to build a rapport for the people that work with you, that work under you, that work for you. Because if you don't get to know who they are, how are you going to be an effective leader? And I think that's where humanity comes into play because you have to know your people. You have to know. I know all of my drivers when they're whether they're married, if they have wives or husbands, they have children, when their birthdays are, when their anniversaries are, and I make it a point to know those things. Not everybody does, and it's okay if that's who you are, but that's not who I am. I like to build that personal relationship with everyone that works with me and for me, so that way they feel comfortable coming to me when they need me for something.
Yes, I love that so much. I mean, you just exude just compassion and empathy and just these skills that leaders should encompass and should be part of your everyday. And I can thank you for that. Do you think, like in your organization and where you've been in the past, I know you've been in a lot of different roles, but has there ever been a moment of innovation that kind of came up from like an unexpected place or maybe something that happened that like really surprised you that led growth at your organization?
So we have a driver ambassador program that they started. And what that is, so everyone knows Walmart as a retail giant. Walmart is amazing. But when you talk about Walmart, that's what they think about is a retail giant. Just the stores, the Sam's Club stores that you see, the storefronts and whatnot. They don't think of everyone behind the scenes that makes up Walmart. They don't think of the drivers who deliver all that freight to the stores. They don't think of our emergency operations centers who are behind the scenes when the weather gets bad. They don't think of all the managers and all of the work behind that it takes. We've got tens of thousands of employees that work for Walmart, not just in the stores, behind the scenes to make everything roll very seamlessly. But one of the things that they created a couple of years ago was the Driver Ambassador Program. And what that does is each distribution center has a group of drivers who volunteer to take on a group of stores or clubs. And they go to the stores and the clubs with their safety managers and they build that same relationship that I do, like with my drivers, with the store managers and the coaches. So, if stores are having safety issues or they need something and they need that bridge built between the retail side and the transportation side, the ambassador and the safety managers are those people. instead of having to figure out who in 10,000 people do I reach out to because I have an issue, right? And it's a more personal based response than it is corporate based response. And that way you build that rapport. So when there's an unsafe situation at a store, that driver ambassador or that safety manager can reach directly out to that store manager and say, hey, what do you need my help with? What can I help you do? Right. And they don't have to go through the corporate channels to get the help that they need, it, as long as it's within the realm of our responsibility, of course. Right. And it helps the drivers have the safest place for their trucks when they're behind the stores, when they're going in and out of the stores. The communication is there. It increases that communication between the store level and the transportation level. And it helps us to also spread that communication back to the different departments in the corporate level higher than me, if it's something that needs to be shared above, to my regional and whatnot. But it opens lines of communication for that. So I think creating that driver ambassador program is very similar to leading by the front lines because it allows you to open dialect of communication and create rapports that are just going to follow you. And it makes doing your job so much easier.
Yes, I love that. Communication is key. What do you think, Melissa, do you want people to remember about you 10 years from now? What do you want the industry to remember Melissa Anderson for? I mean, there's so much we could talk about here, and I've only just met and got to know you, but what do you want them to remember you for? What's your mark going to be in transportation?
I lead with my heart. My drivers will tell everyone, and they do quite frequently, as a matter of fact, that they would rather have me as a safety manager than some of the others. And we have some amazing safety managers in my industry within Walmart that I work with every day. We have a great team. But my drivers are very they're very spoiled. But they get me at both their driver level and as a safety manager, right? So we have conversations. It's not always a, hey, I got you. Let's have a conversation about what I've experienced or what I've noticed. What's going on at home? What can I do to help you get through this rough patch? What do you need from me? And I hope that in 10 years, 20 years, that if it isn't me, it's someone just like me that takes that to the helm, because that level of compassion, that level of communication, that opens up the floodgates to drivers trusting you with their most inner thoughts, trusting you with their family, trusting you with their livelihood, and just trusting you in general. And I think as long as I stay true to myself and true to the folks that work with me and for me, that's all that really matters.
I love that so much. And so I wanted to tell you that this is one of the reasons, Melissa, I wanted you on my podcast today because you lead from your heart and you lead from the front line with such compassion. And I want people on my show that don't always get the spotlight. I feel like, they kind of lead from, they're not the loudest in the room. Maybe you're not the one chasing titles or applause, but you show up again and again for others. I know that's why you were recommended to be on my show, but I actually created on the front line my Pelican Award. Do you know anything about pelicans? So I don't know if you know anything about pelicans.
But not much.
So in Charleston, you can watch them. They actually live in hunting groups, and they don't thrive through isolation. But they actually thrive through community and connection, and they represent teamwork. They represent social bonds and the balance between giving and receiving. And so I want to honor you with a Pelican Award because you embody all of these traits. You always see the strength in the drivers and other people, and you lift them higher, and who always give without ego. who you always lead, not from the front, but from the community that you serve. So I know, Melissa, that your work doesn't always meet headlines, but your impact, it's lasting, it's personal, and it's so powerful because you're leaving an impact with the love of the heart that you give that nobody will ever forget. And so today I honor you, Melissa, for the way that you've moved people forward at your organization quietly but purposefully, for the community that you've built and you can continue to build, for the balance you bring, and for the lives that you've changed just by being you. So congratulations. You're our Pelican, and you will get your Pelican pretty soon, and you can display it and remember all the difference that you're making in the world. So thank you so much for being a leader on the front line, and I'm so proud of you and the work that you do.
And I appreciate you. And I want to say, if I may, thank you to my friend Jill Apperson, who actually recommended me for your podcast, who in the last couple of years we've gotten to become great friends through the North Carolina Trucking Association. So I just want to tell her thank you, because I'm not going to cry now, but thank you.
Well, we thank her. We thank all the people that recommend you. So thank you, Melissa. And for all of you listening, keep leading from the front line and keep making a difference.
Thank you.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Front Line, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, and use the hashtag #OnTheFrontLine. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode, and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.